Hello and welcome to The Talking Step, the unofficial podcast of The Next Step. I am John.
And I'm Michael.
Matt is once again not here today, but I promise you he will be back. We have not fired him, no matter how many times he has probably earned it.
But yeah, we keep telling him he's fired, but he keeps, like, talking to us.
He really bounces back, you know? Talking to us is not like a pun on the show. Oh boy, we have just watched the last three episodes of season four, season four. How does that work?
I don't know.
The first part is called season four, and the second part is called season 4.5?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. The first one is a whole, but the second one's a half?
Yes.
How many episodes are in this fourth season, by the way? Because there's been 20, and this is a mid-season finale.
How do you know it's a mid-season finale?
It says it on everything. It says mid-season finale and all the promotional materials. I don't know why you need to call... Why do you think I'm the liar in this situation?
Just because a 40-episode season seems ridiculous.
Okay. No, I don't think it's going to be a 40-episode season. That can't be right. We're already behind here. Okay. So we just watched the last three episodes, and boy, was that season finale, like, if you think Daenerys finally going across the narrow sea to Westeros is a big season finale, this
yeah,
is
you're not watching television.
Like, oh boy, you are not watching television. Oh, this is a dark time for Jolly Shippers, I'll tell you that. But first, let's get to some news, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Day one, even though there is a second half to this season five, there's been an explosion.
A landfall.
A landfall of news. And I do not have the news at my fingertips, but... Okay, according to the Next Step Wikia, there are going to be 40 episodes in season four.
Dear Lord.
That is a tall order of episodes. But, you know, the more the merrier, right? That's just going to make, like, season five, which is already in full swing.
Well, season five
is way more intense, right? Because they have so much lead up.
Yeah, because it'll be, like, 70 episodes.
I'm not saying they're going to make the next season bigger.
Just make it bigger each season.
All right. First off, the big news.
We as humans are literally intergalactic travelers, and then they'll have to make intergalactic.
Yeah. That's how long it's going to go for.
Yeah.
So season five, all right, that's the big news, obviously. But, and there's a whole bunch of new cast members, right?
Yeah.
Because some event's going to take place, evidently. That's going to, it says season five's going to have 20 episodes. But some event's going to take place where once again...
Why did they double the fourth season and then go back to 20 episodes?
I don't know. They could have just called season four, season five, season 4.5, season five, and then season five, season six. But that's a paperwork issue.
I'm so confused.
Don't worry, I'm sure the kids will figure it out, Michael. You're small minded.
Well, I'm an old man. I can't keep up with this.
Can't keep up with this. What happened to my 10 episode miniseries on HBO?
Well, I prefer three episodes of Sherlock every few years. Yeah. That's much more easy to
three feature length episodes
keep up with.
Oh yeah, well, they're reshuffling the cast once again. There's going to be a whole bunch of new cast members. But first, what's most important is there's going to be some returning cast members, all right? Some great, some oh no, and some uh-oh.
Oh no, they're not bringing Kate back, are they?
I'm giving you three confirmed, okay. All right?
Well, let me know. Lay them on me.
Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he was already in this season, remember?
Yeah.
Two, Emily, the big one. Emily.
Wait, Allison, why would you? Why would you put her in the middle if she's the big one?
Well, because I gotta draw. Emily. Alexandra Beaton is returning to the Next Step. What we've always wanted. Hopefully, it's more than one episode. Am I right?
It's probably gonna be.
I want an arc. Like she's allowed to have an arc. Give her an arc, Michael. Come on.
I don't know. I just feel like she's just been living her life in the Caribbean. Making that YouTube money.
In Barbados. Making some mad YouTube money.
Does she make YouTube money? I don't think her videos
get
that
much.
No, I think
she does, but she seems to, it's... It's geared towards a higher caliber of
wealth.
Of wealth, yes. That's what it seems. But the third one, Michael, the third confirmation is, yes, Miss Kate. So it will have to be the return of Miss Kate Hate, our special segment on the show. I don't know what she's going to do. It all depends on how the next season of The Next Step goes. Because here's the thing. Making any predictions about season 5 is hard at this point because...
We still got another 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like trying to make predictions about season 7.
Yeah.
Season 6. If this was season 5.
It is that. We've already gone through that. Like, this would be season 5 and season 5 would be season 6.
So...
But here's the thing. It's not going to stop us. So once we talk about the season finale...
They're going to do that whole thing where they get like an internationals team. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're going to keep building it. If they ever get past this qualifier, man.
I was for certain that this was going to end. These 20 episodes were going to end with them qualifying.
I guess it did take in the first season, right? It took a while to get to regionals, right? In the very first season.
They're not even close to that.
What is known about season 5, though? Is that it is supposed to have a very authentic season 1 vibe. That is what they've said about it.
This had a season 1 vibe.
This didn't have a season 1 vibe. No, yeah, this is an all fresh. Is lost moment. This season was the point in the show where it's like, you know, all is lost, right?
What are you talking about?
It's like an end of a second act of a movie where it's like, oh, what are they going to do? It's gearing up for its third act where that's where it's all going to... It's all going to come to a conclusion.
Okay.
I'm saying there's a... Obviously, I don't know if you noticed, Michael, but this season was predominantly a little more sadder than the other seasons.
That's true. But what I'm saying is, at the start of the season, we were saying it was season 1 vibes.
Yes.
But I guess... because of the audition. It's changed now.
But then it kind of... Because it leveled out because it was grounded in the drama,
yeah,
right?
And the episode... Like, I think they stretched the drama out...
Yeah.
Near the end there. Like, we were saying... Earlier in the season, we were like, "Wow, things are resolving really easily."
Yeah,
but now they're stretching.
Yeah,
the drama
they're keeping the particular drama more grounded in the present, so that it obviously delays it longer, but it makes it feel more real, right? Yeah. It feels like James has been away for a long time, and it feels like Alfie has been really just wearing Riley down. But that's not the point. We'll get to that in a thing. Also, after this, we'll read a new cast member. Read about that. I don't know. Prepare that, Michael, okay? If you don't have that prepared, by the time you reach the end of these notes.
Okay.
Okay, so first off, we watched season 4, episode 18, as well as season 4, episode 19, and season 4, episode 20, the season finale.
All right, what are the names?
Their names are Your Time Is Gonna Come.
Is that a song you've heard before? I've never heard that song.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of, maybe.
Okay.
It feels like it.
I know the other two songs.
How Deep Is Your Love, a famous Bee Gees song.
How deep is your love?
I know for a fact you're not singing the Bee Gees version, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're singing a new remix, aren't you?
Is it a remix?
Yeah, there's a remix out right now.
I just heard it on the radio, I don't know.
Yeah, I guarantee you don't know the Bee Gees version at all, do you? And the third episode was Heat of the Moment. That one's great. That was one of our high school songs. Moment. Remember that? In summer camp? We would play that song all the time. That and Burning For You or something. Burning. You know, It's Burning, It's Burning For You.
Who's that by? Styx?
That's not by Styx. That's by Blue Oyster Cult.
Is it?
Yeah. BOC, man. BOC. You never mess with the BOC. All right. So let's get to it. Your time is going to come. So, first off, Riley's addressing the peeps. She's all like, gather around, y'all, which is usually... I feel like every episode has started with Riley forming some type of meeting. And she said... And so, previously, Riley had just said, we're not dancing the qualifier. I don't want to lose Alfie, right? A very personal choice on Riley's part, and it shows a little bit of corruption in Riley's, sort of status. So, she announces that... the qualifier has already taken place, and Gemini did win.
Which is good news for whoever was, like, third place or second place in that first qualifier?
Yeah, I guess so. Whoever was bumped off of in the first qualifier that, for some reason, Gemini forfeited just to mess with the next step. But, you know, they won again, but that makes sense. So I guess, yeah, so an extra troop is getting in.
Mm-hmm.
But see, But the next tech got bounced down to like position five or something, right? You know,
what did they end up?
I think it was at like five or six or something. Because you know, Alfie screwed up. Not Alfie. I mean
Noah.
Alfie and Noah are gonna do. They're gonna do a duet. But of course, Noah's back is still messed up as per usual because he refuses to fix it. But we cut back finally to London.
Finally.
Well, finally, because finally. Oh, I thought you said finally, like, as a question mark.
Yeah.
Because they're finally doing the dance competition. Like, they've cut to London before, but it's usually they're not dancing.
So finally started. Something's happening there, and it's really weird. There's like a...
They're wearing awesome jackets, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they did have awesome jackets.
Man, I love that jacket.
But there's like a...
Those are probably impossible to find, and they're about $80 or something.
What are those Mexican wrestlers called again? Luchadors. There's a luchador guy. From that video that they got sent when they got invited.
You don't know if it's the same guy though.
I'm assuming
could be a different guy wearing a mask, Michael. You know, you can't just make assumptions like that.
Yeah. Okay. and he's wearing a luchador mask, and he's wearing a GoPro for some reason. Can you figure that out? Is he live streaming?
I'm assuming he wants to live stream.
That's not the best.
I don't think this thing is as secret as you're led to believe. I don't think it's a very secret underground competition.
So he has full power at this thing.
Yeah.
He decides who goes on, him alone.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah, so I don't know about how I agree with that. But, you know, I guess that's just the Britain way. Monarchy and all that.
Yeah, that's the British way. You're really up to date with the politics of Britain right now.
We all know that Britain... doesn't get to make its own decisions. Wait.
I don't know if you should just be running your mouth off.
No, I'm making
you're making a parallel to this.
I'm making irony.
So
am I?
I don't.
Yes.
So they have a little evidently it's integral to the dance off process that there is some smack talk going on. And Wes gets his smack talk on and no one thinks he can do it, but boom.
Well, it wasn't really smack talk. It was more I'm going to call it love tapping.
Love tap? Well, you know, West did the most Westy thing he could, which is unpredictable, you know?
Yeah. So, kissed that guy right on the cheek.
Yeah, he's like, and I can't see West being negative anyway. He could only smack talk through positivity.
Yeah.
Right? So it was very West and very funny. I like that.
That's because West knew that he was a better dancer. He didn't. You can't get in West's head.
Yeah.
You can get in Eldon's head.
He gets in your head. Oh, of course you get in Eldon's head. It doesn't take anyone to get in Eldon's head, you know?
Yeah.
The bidet got into Eldon's head, you know? That confounded him. He couldn't figure it out. So they're doing a little smack talk, and then finally they get to the dancing. I'll be honest, you know, I think they may have kid versioned up the smack talk a bit, Michael.
Why?
I feel like in real life this smack talk would be a little more hardcore, a little more jaded, a little more personal.
I don't know. I think
I feel they may have a kid version of this, or what's the word for it? Kidderized. Maybe that's just how people speak in the Keekinverse.
Yeah.
Very lightly. But okay, so back at the studio, this Ralphiness, Michael. This disgusting.
Yeah.
Horrid.
Freak of nature.
I bet if Matt was here, he'd probably take Ralphie's side or something. Because Matt's always like
contrarian.
Yeah, he likes to be the opposite. You know, he's so for the no-shell, you know. Even though, like, that's kind of gone by the wayside, but there's rumors. There's rumors of no-shell in season five. There's rumors. There's a lot of rumors around
Dream
the show.
Dream on.
Remember when there was a rumor that Michelle was going to ask out James? I mean, come on.
Should we start putting out our own fake rumors?
I think we could do it, but we could make one that sounds more believable.
Oh yeah,
and stuff like that.
Actually, our rumors will be so good that they'll have to actually use them in the show. Then again, we have been putting out rumors for years.
Our rumors are called theories, and they could totally work. Including intergalactics theory, post-apocalyptics theory, everyone's an alien theory,
yeah.
Margie is a god theory, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this Ralphiness, which is the bubonic plague. Oh,
and don't forget, Noah is a superhero theory.
Yeah, Noah's a superhero. That's also part of Noah's an alien.
Yeah.
So they're all like, you know, it's, you know, Ralphie's all like, I really want to be with you. And Riley's all like, I don't know what to think. I'm confused about my feelings. I don't like it, Michael. I don't know why this needs to be. Well, okay, I know why it needs to be, because they need to put the drama in there. But still, it hurts my heart.
Uh-huh. I hear it. Sometimes I'm just walking by your room, and I hear you quietly sobbing in your room.
Yeah, I don't sob as much as it's like loud muttering mixed with the occasional tear. All right, but have you seen the Instagrams, Michael? People are enraged.
Yeah.
They're very angry about this.
Oh.
Some of them are threatening to leave the show. You know that?
Good riddance.
Whoa, you can't say that, people.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I guess some people are like, they're really into it so much that at the point where it's just like, no, I don't want to watch this. I don't know if I could see that at the same age, if I would do the same. What people have got to realize, everybody, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, you got to keep the faith in Jiley. Jiley is royalty, everybody. All right?
Are you like some sort of Jiley evangelist, televangelist?
People are losing their faith right now, Michael. And it's they think that Ralphie is not fact. Ralphie is... It's present. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give it that. But it's not the future.
As we all know from the Dance Captain Chapter 3, Verse 7 states, keep the faith.
Dance Captain Log, keep the faith. Faith in Jiley will prevail.
Yes, that's the next step Bible.
But, you know, we'll get more of that once we get to the season finale here. We're still panning through this first episode here.
Okay.
So Noah skips a practice on Alfie, right? Because he's hanging out with Amanda, of course. And then, so when he does try to practice, right, Alfie drops this bomb line on Noah. Because Noah needs an excuse, so he's all like, oh, I got girl troubles. And Alfie's all like, oh, a girl likes you and you like her back? You ain't got girl troubles, boy. You ain't got nothing.
Yeah, you don't know.
You're like, I have 99 problems, but a girl ain't one. That's what Alfie's saying. Actually, no, Alfie is saying that. I don't know. Alfie does have girl problems. Alfie has girl problems. Noah doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think Alfie should just leave.
I like that you wrote in the notes, Kate would sue the guys for representing the next step at the Bangers and Mashups.
Yeah, I like how you just covered up my very controversial statement. So, yeah, let's just go with that.
So I was reading notes. I couldn't hear your fences.
Okay, good.
she would sue the place.
Oh, yeah, totally. She'd be like, excuse me?
I think they're allowed to represent the next step at... They're not a troop, but they're a troop.
They're...
I like that.
No, stop laughing.
They're a...
That wasn't good.
Nailed it.
They're... What's it called? Al?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
What is it when you used to go to a school?
I don't ask me to say that word, because it's impossible. Alamada? Alamarter? I can never pronounce that word. That's the one word I can't pronounce, Michael. Why you gotta throw this in my face? Almanada.
Almanada?
Almanada. It can't be that. It can't be Almanada. Because it's spelled Alamada.
Okay.
But it can't be Alamada. Or could it be? My Alamada? No, that sounds ridiculous. Okay. So you were saying that there was a little discrepancy of the fact that West was very clearly better than the other dancer. Right?
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't even a question.
Yeah.
West was killing him.
So, do you think this is gonna be sustained for the rest of the Bangers and Mashups, or?
I don't know. There's a reason.
Yeah.
West is West on is the show. He's a really good dancer.
Right. Well, he's clearly the anchor of the team, right? But do you think, obviously, Bangers and Mashups is gonna get harder, Michael?
Yeah, I know. I'm not hating.
Sounds like you're hating.
I've been liking it so far. I like that dance competition. It was good because we didn't actually get a dance competition this season, or half season. So it was a good thing to have in there.
Well, you need a little more competition, even though, you know, competition is fierce, according to Michelle, who seems a little paranoid at this point, but whatever.
That doesn't happen until next episode, right?
So, Riley is a little out of sorts, right? But James calls her up through the Skype. Mm-hmm. At least I think it's Skype. It could be some other type of video streaming service.
It's
Pied Piper.
Hooli Chat.
Hooli Chat. James is doing okay, but he says to Riley, he's like, I don't think, you know, stuff like time and space really applies to us, you know? James himself.
He's a poet.
The patriarch of the Jili dynasty. Jidynasty. That's a three-part mashup there.
Jidynasty.
The Jili dynasty. The patriarch of the Jili dynasty said, time and space do not apply to Jili. All right, people? The rules don't apply to them. You don't need to worry, people. Yes, times are dark right now.
Mm-hmm.
Times are real dark.
So you think that what he said is like an overarching meta fact?
Yeah, it is. It's that time and space don't apply to Jili. All right? Except Beth did that one time. But we'll get into that Beth versus Elfie thing. That's a huge debate on the Instagrams as well.
They think like Elfie is like the Beth.
Well, it's about a male, like, because James kissed Beth, and we'll get into it. But Alfie's all like, Riley says, I don't know, I feel so alone. And once again, Alfie's all like, hey, just so you know, I'm a big vulture, and I'm sweeping around, waiting for it to pounce. That's identical dialogue.
Yeah.
I'm a vulture waiting to pounce. All right, next episode, you can read my notes.
Okay. Me and John made the dumb decision to read each other's notes this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. This one just says, I hate Michael.
Yeah, well, I thought that was important to the story. I was talking about the character Michael. The kid who showed up during the auditions. The Asian one. I'm sorry! Okay, well, I guess I'm doing a solo talking step now. Oh, no, Michael's back.
Okay, season 4, episode 19, How Deep Is Your Love? I don't remember.
Okay, so at the start of the episode, Alfie launches a plan. Alfie's all like, hey, Riley, I have an idea for a backup duet in case Noah doesn't get better. And Riley's all like, okay, well, let's practice this. And Riley's all like, hey, she's confessing to the camera dreamscape thing she's just doing this just for the
purely professional.
Yeah, she needs to choreograph a dance.
Uh-huh. Right? Kate would never do that.
Right? And the dance that proceeds is the most sensually driven dance since the golden age of Jili. Right? since like that Alden Michelle stuff where you know, very romantic, very, very like sensual feeling dance, and it is to an acoustic version of Addicted to You. And Michael, you know how I love acoustic
versions. If Addicted to You could get any more hot.
Yeah. If they could make that song spicier, they did.
Yeah.
And Michael, you know how I love acoustic versions of things. That's the top of my Spotify playlists. Acoustic versions of stuff. That's why I love all the jam sessions from Lost and Found. I wish there was more jam sessions, and I wish they were on Spotify. Please, if anyone could work on that, to putting the jam sessions on Spotify, because I don't want to rip it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
John,
that.
This is why
it's unprofessional. It sounds terrible. I don't want to rip it off of YouTube.
This is why the last time
I either watch it on YouTube or, you know, I just wish it was on Spotify.
This is why the last time you DJ'd my party, we were really upset with you because you put on an acoustic version of a party rock anthem.
Yeah, I do that. They do more acoustic versions of party rock anthems than anything else. If someone released an entire acoustic version of every song in Lost and Found, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing out in my work? Because, you know, I work in the kitchen. And I have full control of the speakers, right? Full control. And I've just been pounding this Lost and Found soundtrack for a while now. And, you know, what I usually get is coworkers being like, what is this? You know, and I don't know if that's a negative or a positive thing, but they're definitely intrigued.
Do you ever explain it to them?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's songs from this TV show. And I'm like, oh. Once again, I don't know if it's a positive.
All right, so.
So they're doing an acoustic version of Addicted to You.
Okay.
Right? Addicted to You, which is integral to the thesis of the show. It is the second-in-command song to
Stand Up.
We're Gonna Show the World, or whatever the name of the song is. And it is being stolen by Ralphie. Yes, we lost a battle, folks, but we did not lose the war. All right? This is the Battle of Addicted to You. That's what happened in that episode.
John's gone full out, like, military leader.
Well,
evangelist.
I'll be honest, I've been really into Game of Thrones recently. And I know, remember, the very first episode of The Talking Step, we made heavy allusions to...
You consistently try to make allusions.
Yeah, because it's all there, man. It all connects, dude. I'm going to have a bunch more, all right?
Okay.
This is a battle, okay? It so ties in. It does. You can't imagine that the people who watch who make this show don't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, they totally do.
Everybody watches Game of Thrones. But this is Game of Thrones for kids with dancing.
Okay. Noah's at the hospital.
Yeah.
He gets dark. He's having a test. Well, no, it doesn't get dark quite yet.
Yeah. But overall, though, this episode got darker and darker as it went on. Like, it got sad and sad, man.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, yeah, they're at the hospital, and Noah's trying to get his mind off surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not surgery. No.
No, he's just going for a test.
I'm jumping the gun here. I'm jumping
the gun. He's going for his test. And he's chilling out with Amanda.
Yeah.
And they're about to... Is this the one where they're about to kiss?
No, that's the next one, Michael. You're jumping
the gun. Now I'm getting ahead of myself.
The scenes are so similar. That's the problem. Yeah, he's all worried that... I just don't... Like... He wants to tell Amanda how much he likes her. I know that, right?
Yeah.
And he does. He says, like, all the ways he likes her. And then it's very romantic.
Yeah.
Very romantic scene. And they're like, you know, they have some cutesy moments. Mm-hmm. And it's good because you kind of, they really make you worry about Noah. Like, I'm legitimately worried.
Yeah. You know? But then, so then the nurse calls him. And he, like, stops and turns around and starts talking to her again. And I'm just thinking, if I was this nurse, I would just not have time for this.
Move it along, buddy. All right. She's like, oh, but I wanted to tell you how I feel. And he's like, wait. Wait until then. It'll be my reward. Oh, wait, no, that's the other thing. The contrast between those two scenes are so similar that it's hard to distinguish them both when you watch it back to back.
Yeah.
But we know how it ends.
So we get back to the studio and LaTroy...
You want some heavy, deep drama some more. LaTroy's
on the phone, I think, right?
Yeah.
And it's his dad. And his dad wants him to, like,
his dad's abandon everything. He's known as a deadbeat dad, according to Sloane. Sloane is spelled with an E, by the way. We need to make an important correction. We spelled the last episode of the show wrong. The last episode of the show, A Sloane Burn, was spelled without an E on the end of Sloane.
Uh-huh.
So we spelled it wrong, and I can't change it on the podcast thing without it thinking it's a new episode. It's either it updates on everyone's phone and it looks ridiculous, or we just keep it as that and we admit our mistake.
I say update.
Oh, you want to update? You just want the extra accidental views, Michael. I won't do it.
Okay, so his dad wants him to come with him and work on a farm?
Yeah.
Work on, like, a farmhouse that they're flipping?
Country Boy LaTroy. That's what the spinoff's going to be called. He's going to have his own spinoff. It's called Country Boy LaTroy. And they're going to be renovating an old farmhouse. No one saw this spinoff coming, but it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, forget about... You know what? Forget about our karate spinoff.
Yeah,
our karate spinoff. The next step of verse. I think we
it's
need
to... It's called the Keekinverse.
The Keekinverse.
Okay, I'm coining that term.
We're going to have a show just about, like, kids renovating houses.
That one's going to be the hardest to pitch. And you won't believe the drama they get into renovating these houses.
It's kind of like... what was that show that used to be on? Extreme Makeover Home Edition or something?
Trading Spaces?
Whoa, okay.
Do you remember the
You're
show?
Going way back to, like, early 2000s, late 90s
but
British
you remember the
television.
Show? No, not that. I meant Trading Spaces was like, it was a show about, like, two families who trade houses.
Yeah. But
and then there was this really cute girl who was the host, and she wore, like, jeans. Every episode, it was kind of like
a bizarre thing to remember.
Yeah, she was wearing, well, I remember her being quite cute.
Okay.
Well, I was young.
We know what John's first love was.
Yeah, my first love was the girl in the jeans from Trading Spaces. Whatever her name
is. My first love was
Lunette from A Big Comfy Couch.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was everyone's first love. Who was our age.
But there was, like, a British show that was before Trading Spaces, I think. And I remember that. It was, like, in the 90s. My mom would watch it all the time.
I don't know.
Anyways... Way off track here. Sloane has a very emotional scene.
Yeah.
Cutting deep.
You know, like, Erica Priva, very, very, pulled out the chops. Like, very good acting. Very, very,
So well she
these last two
she
episodes, really.
Explodes on LaTroy saying, you know what? You're not, if you can't learn from past mistakes that he's made, you'll never learn. So I'm done.
She's like, and I'm not going to be there to help you pick
and
up the pieces.
And she even says, like, what about Amy? Because, you know, she cares more about.
Yeah, well, like, Amy, like, even though they're having a little trouble right now, Amy's still her friend. And she knows Amy would be heartbroken if LaTroy up and left. You know, and became country boy LaTroy. You know? That's not Amy's faith. She's from the street. She doesn't. That's another one of our fan theories, that Amy is more thug than she's letting on.
Oh, yeah.
That she's from the street.
Yeah, we know this.
That makes sense. And country boy LaTroy is from the country. Okay. Yeah, so Sloane just walks out. You know, she bombs out of there, and LaTroy is left wondering. But I think LaTroy's mind is made, though.
He seemed to have left. We didn't see him in the next episode.
Yeah, he will remember, and then it goes on, because LaTroy has to say goodbye to Amy, too.
Yeah.
And Amy pulls out the acting chops too, you know.
Yeah, good.
Amy's
a really good dancer and
actor.
I think she's one of the stronger.
This was a good episode for tying like drama with like the real good dramatic acting, which is not always on the show. A lot of the time it's like wacky, goofy comedic acting. But when the drama is good, you know, when it's got these, it was very well done. I like this episode. It was definitely one of the higher ones of the season.
Mm-hmm. So,
for a dramatic purpose.
So Piper pipes up, you have written here.
Piper pipes in.
You're way too proud of that one.
Genius.
So she comes and says, I want to be in the duo.
Yeah. She's like, hey, Alfie, I'll be in the duo.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah, so Riley, yeah, they do their spicy duet, you know.
Mm-hmm. But inside, Riley's like, nah, I kind of want to do it with
that. Yeah, I like this. I want a duet with. She's saying I want a duet with Elfie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
And she wants to do it with Elfie too.
Whoa! I said duet. Come on, Michael, it's a verb. Come on.
So,
what's wrong with you? But
so you have written here, Elfie is Lady Macbeth.
Yeah, do you know Lady Macbeth?
All I remember about Lady Macbeth is that she was, like, washing her hands.
In the story of Macbeth, Macbeth's wife, Lady Macbeth, convinces him that he deserves to be king.
So does she convince him to kill his dad?
Not his dad. Just he convinces him to kill the king so that he can take over the thing. All right?
I thought Macbeth's dad was the king.
No.
Am I confused?
It's a different relation. It's very complicated.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking about Hamlet.
Yeah. But that's not the plot of Hamlet either. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So Elfie is saying to Riley, we should do the duet together. Not you and
yeah, because we have
Not Elfie and Piper.
Because in the words of Amy, we should do something about this chemistry.
Yeah, we should do something about this chemistry. we should duet something about this chemistry.
Yeah.
So Elfie is all like, he is telling Riley, for some reason, that she should dance with him in the qualifier. Deny every other A troop member. And Riley put herself on the battle lines in the qualifier. That is what I call Lady Macbething.
So,
because he's whispering in her ear crazy stuff.
But he says
breaking the rules.
He says, if we do this,
we
will burn, we will set fire to the stage.
Yeah, you will set fire. You're telling me that this show does not have some Game of Thrones inspirations. How is that not it? He's saying that he's just like, we'll burn them all together. You know, we will take the throne of regionals.
Well, at least they're not brother and sister.
Yeah. Well, that's another theory I'm working on, man. It could be possible. Riley's a long lost sister.
She's actually like a princess of Switzerland.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they say they can set fire to the stage. How is that not like sound like they're gonna like? Either way, it's a crazy idea for Riley to do, right? Mm-hmm. Because it. Imagine Miss Kate doing something like that.
It's so ridiculous. It makes no sense. I don't know why. Riley is totally blinded.
Riley is crazing it. She's totally blinded. She's losing it, man. The Riley, who was the moral center of the show. In the original, in this first season, right? She was the Ned Stark of the show. We said that that's why she wanted to dethrone her sister and all this stuff. She knew the most honorable thing to do.
She's honorable. And now she's just being ridiculous.
By her own admission, her mind is clouded.
Mm-hmm.
It's clouded by them Elfie eyes, man. Those Elfie eyes. Those
she's like
pretty eyes on that.
She's like Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. Well, I think, know, Star Wars analogies are a little overplayed, Michael. Come on.
Wow. So LaTroy confronts Amy.
Yeah.
And he's like, sorry, I gotta go. It's for my dad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a little more nicer than that. Amy's all like, you know, she's like, well, what about us? We just started dating. And he makes an effort. He says, you know, I'm going to text you all the time. I'll send you this emoji. I'll send you that emoji. I'll send you so many emojis.
I'll send you a French flag.
Flag emoji.
Because France is the country of love.
And yes. In case you're wondering, Michael, France is the country of love.
Is it?
If you want to love up on a girl, if you want to say, girl, I'm going to love up on you, you send her an emoticon. Or an emoji. What is the proper term? What's the
emoticon?
What's the Kleenex term?
Okay, an emoticon is
a brand name.
Let me speak.
I'm sorry.
An emoticon is like using pre-existing ASCII characters to create a face. As
oh,
in
like
colon
parentheses. I do that all the time though, but it turns it into an emoji.
Yes, some phones have that built in.
Oh, okay.
An emoji is the actual symbol of a happy face.
Oh, I never send those. Those are really dumb. Yeah. I only send emoticons.
John.
That turn into emojis.
Let me tell you. Chicks dig the emojis.
Why would chicks dig the emojis? Because you're not able to express your thoughts through words?
Yeah. No, here's the thing. This is something I've learned. There's some text game for you kids out there.
Okay.
For you boys.
Everyone, cross legs, sit down in front of. We're gonna have story time. Michael's gonna lay some advice on you.
So to the boys out there,
yeah,
if you're talking up a girl on the texts,
yeah,
you want to match her level of emojis.
Bull, man.
Yeah, yeah. If she's not sending emojis, you don't send emojis.
I want people to write in. Is this true?
If she sends a bunch of emojis, you gotta reciprocate with the same amount of emojis. You gotta keep the emoji level equal.
You are out of your freaking mind.
Yeah, this is something.
How
I've
am
discovered.
I supposed to differentiate myself? From a girl, if she's the one goofing around sending emojis.
Well, if she's sending so many emojis that you can't handle it, then clearly it's not a girl that you want to date.
I don't think, if she sends more than like 4 in a conversation, then I'll start to wonder.
In an entire conversation?
If it's, okay, if it's above 2, unironically, then I'll 2 per message, yeah, unironically, then I'll be a little upset. I'll be questioning it. And that's just a personal preference, everybody. I don't know if that's your choice, but what's indicative to me is that she does not seem very creative enough to figure out how to express words instead of little pictures.
Okay. John's old fashioned.
I use emoticons to show inflection.
John's the kind of guy that would write a letter to a girl or something like
I
that.
I would. Okay.
He's a real romantic.
I'm a writer and I'm a romantic. So if I was sweet on a girl, that's what I'd do. I wouldn't put a bunch of hearts and. What's the chocolate ice cream swirl one?
That's a piece of poop.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Ugh, kids these days. Okay. So
you say, you have written here there's some Lost and Found music at JJ's?
Yeah. Okay. So guys, writers, everybody, people, I'm gonna call, there's something questionable here. Or it could be a theory, all right? Okay. So this is gonna get into Lost and Found, so you're just gonna have to hear me out, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so this song, all right, that Amy dances to before LaTroy tells her,
yeah,
Adam,
it was called, a Lost and Found song.
It's called No More Red Lights, right? Is a song on Lost and Found, which is sung by a character who is not in Lost and Found, right? So you're wondering, wait a minute, why does she have a pre-recorded song that she would have given to Amy? How is that even possible?
Yeah, if she wasn't at Lost and Found, she wouldn't have had the equipment
and
to do that.
And here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing, is that in one of the last episodes of Lost and Found, she performs the song for an audition for the girls group.
Mm-hmm.
The girls band in the show is called the girls group because they don't have a name for some reason. Same with the boys group, which is called the boys group.
Okay.
At least I think. And so she auditions for the band and she plays the song No More Red Lights because it's supposed to be about how she doesn't want any red lights in her way from getting into Lost and Found or a band or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. How could she have recorded that in the time between the end of the first half of season 1 of Lost and Found and the middle of season 4 of The Next Step? How did she record the song and manage to get it into Amy's hands, Michael? How did that even happen? You can play X-Files music above that if you want. Okay. It's louder and louder. That's one of my next step, my classic next step conspiracies. I want answers on this. It doesn't make... Or in the time in between, all right, in the second half...
Well, how do you know that these two shows are synced up?
The timeline is off, right? Because we know that season one of The Lost and Found takes place before season four of The Next Step. But that could also mean that season one, part two of Lost and Found takes place before season four, part one of The Next Step.
So she does have time.
Yes, there is the possibility that this could turn into an actuality that this girl manages to get into Lost and Found and record her song.
Okay, so what you're saying is that this is the fact that that song is in that scene is a spoiler for Lost and Found.
Yes, it is a spoiler for Lost and Found, everybody. So that means that character, whose name escapes me...
Really well researched, John.
No, I know the actress's name. I think it's Bailey Clarkin. That's the actress and the singer for the song. I don't know what the character's name is. I apologize. I do this all the time. I don't know character names very well because it's harder to figure out. But I know the show well enough to know that something's afoot here. She will get into the Lost and Found in the next season, or else something's not right. Something is going funny in the Keekinverse. And similarly along these lines is that they play Lost and Found music in JJ's all the time.
Yeah.
Who made that deal? And also the pre-recorded songs another one, okay, in the same episode, all right? In Lost and Found, this character Annabelle, all right, sings this song, Now Is Our Time, because it was originally based, she was supposed to learn the song called Now Is Our Time, which was an audition song for the Lost and Found, and it goes like, Now Is Our Time, and it's a very nice song. But she learned a different song called Now Is My Time, right? I don't know how she learned a different song that had almost identical sounding like rhythm to it. It's very bizarre. I don't know how she managed to learn the wrong song. But had a similar title and a similar like kind of songs. Like the opening riffs mostly sound very similar. In the show, she eventually gets to perform the wrong song.
Okay.
But...
Does she go first or something?
No, she goes last.
How does she still perform the wrong song?
It's actually a really nicely done scene where like one character goes against what the teacher says and brings her in for auditions even though she was disqualified.
Huh.
Which is I don't know if you know this, Michael. Lost Friend is an amazing show.
Yeah.
But so she does this recording of Now. No, she doesn't do a recording. She performs Now Is My Time, which is a completely different song. And yet, somehow, at some point, she recorded it, and it was being played at JJ's. How does that make any sense? Why would they record the wrong song?
It's a conspiracy.
Something's odd, Michael. Something's afoot. I don't know how they could explain this, and I want answers, Michael. I want them.
I don't have answers for you, John.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
But other than that, it's a very nice use of the music. I really like the tying of the two. It shows that the Keekinverse stands strong.
Yeah.
In summary... There's a little discrepancy of how it makes sense, but I like that it's there.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
I want answers.
So Noah is in the hospital getting his tests done. He's in the room, and Amanda's waiting out in the waiting room, and the water sparks start coming, John.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's an emotional... Well, she's not really an emotional one. Here it is that Amanda is such a resilient type of, like, she always wants to be, like, a strong character, right?
Yeah.
So when she shows emotion, it's usually when no one's around. Yeah. So when Noah not being there with her, that was probably the most traumatic for her because she's like, that's when she's most likely to cry because then she wouldn't show weakness in front of people, you know? It's hard for someone like that to show weakness.
I guess it's kind of, she's seeing what it might be like if his back really is bad and he can't come to the studio, she'll be alone.
So she'd be, you know, which is, as you know, in the Keekinverse is that getting kicked out of the studio is a fate worse than death.
Yeah.
Because you are not allowed
back. You might as well be dead.
Yeah. Although, Daniel, Emily, and Miss Beth, Miss Kate have come back. Sorry, I merged the two
characters. Sounds like the worst character I've ever heard in my life.
There's a mashup of those two, Miss Beth. Oh, could you imagine Riley stops being studio owner and Beth takes over? Oh my goodness.
I kind of want that.
People would burn the studio down. They would set fire to the stage.
So Sloan and LaTroy, or Sloan runs in as LaTroy is getting ready to leave, and they hug, and she's like, this is like her last ditch effort. And she's like, oh, please don't go. I'm sorry I was, like, yelling at you. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, too. And then he's like, but I'm still going. So then she gets mad again and runs off. And, yeah, that's it. Because I don't think LaTroy shows up in the next episode, right?
No. He's mentioned because he does a meeting. He arranges a meeting between Amy and Sloan.
Yeah.
See, as a proxy.
But he
uses Henry as a proxy.
But when he did go visit his dad.
Yeah.
This is
He's going to go. He's going to go become country Troy LaBoy. Country boy LaTroy. Sorry, I said country Troy LaBoy.
Try saying that.
Country Troy LaBoy. And he's gonna work on that farmhouse. And he's going to come on back. And everything's going to be in chaos as it is now.
So how long is he going to be gone? Because,
potentially he could be back in the premiere of season 4.5.
I guess because these qualifiers don't require any dancing by anyone other than the duets, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't even need to be there that not badly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they should be working on a full troupe routine, right? That's practice is practice, right? I think they do. We just don't see it.
Yeah, I feel like there's been less team practice this season than ever.
What it comes down to it is really these people train all the time, and we're really only seeing 20-minute windows into their lives. Yeah. But that's how you should think about most TV shows, I guess.
Snake twin make a plow.
The snake twins make a play.
Who's the snake twins?
Rochelle and Skylar.
Okay. I'll say that again.
Because, well, that's another time. Riley is in JJ's and another Lost in Spain song keeps playing. That may be the time they play the Olivia Solo Annabelle song, but I don't know. But... yeah, so Rochelle and Skylar come in, and they're hatching a plan. They want the duet.
I actually really like Skylar and Rochelle now, just because they're...
You like their duo? Their little sneakiness?
Oh, their duo was amazing, but I like that...
Oh, yeah, their duet was great.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Although Rochelle was phoning it in. We all know. That wasn't... like, Rochelle, she can bring out the big guns, and she was halfing it there.
Yeah, but...
you know? But she... we know what Rochelle can do.
I'm actually starting to feel bad for Rochelle.
She just keeps getting thrown over.
She keeps getting tossed into the background, even though she's such an amazing dancer.
But, you know, her...
even Skylar's getting a lot better.
Yeah, oh yeah, Skylar is very mature. I think she's doing, like, the flips and stuff.
I guess we've been saying this. We just...
I just think, like, I'm a big Skylar fan, but I still think she's, you know, she's evil, though.
Yeah.
So...
but I think I think Rochelle and Skylar have just been chilling off on the waysides, getting better and better, and they're waiting for their big chance.
Oh, yeah. But they're conspiring, though. They both have issues with Riley, though. You know that.
Yeah.
So... There's some conspiracy going on, man. I don't know what it is, but I'll get into that theory after the finale here.
Mm. So, audition. They decide to audition everyone.
Audition. This will be known in the Next Step pantheon as the audition season, because this season has had more audition episodes on average than every other season put together, which is not necessarily saying a bad thing, but. It just shows a transition in the show between what this season will be and what season 5 will be.
Yeah, and considering we didn't even get to regionals at all, and we got kind of a qualifier, but even that was kind of short.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. And then we get a phone call from the hospital.
It's Noah, and it is cryptic. It's Noah's doctor. Who is the fastest doctor in the world.
Yeah, you got back to him quick.
I don't know if any of anyone else there has been to a doctor before, but test results take weeks at a time, right? Even in the beautiful universal healthcare we have in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how this doctor was working so fast. Maybe Noah slipped her a 20 or something.
No, Amanda did.
Yeah, she really wanted it. Wanted the results now.
So that's how we leave off that episode.
Yeah, so she has bad news. The doctor has bad news.
He has to go get a surgery.
No. They just say, this is the doctor, and we have bad news.
Right, and then it picks up right there in the next episode.
Yeah. My big theory was that Noah is, of course, they found that he has an alien body. And they can't fix him.
Because they don't even understand his physiology.
He's from Gazorpazorp.
mm-hmm. All right, John, your turn to take the notes here. You're reading my notes now.
All right. Okay.
The confusion will continue for the rest of this episode.
Okay, so the season finale of season 4,
part one.
Part one, point zero.
Or something. even though it's been 20 episodes.
Yeah. Part
this one. This is so strange.
Volume one, part A.
Okay.
Addendum A. Season 20. Nope, not season 20. Episode 20. Okay. Heat of the moment.
This is the heat of the moment.
Name the artist, Matt. This is where Matt would take like 20 seconds to try to figure out what the artist's name was. And then he'd finally questioningly say, Asia? And I'd say, yes, you're right. If Matt was here, you'd think that'd be really funny. Buddy, I'll be back soon. Okay, so Noah has a cyst in his back and it needs to be drained. That is, it's not full tumor, right?
That, no, it's not a tumor
the,
at all.
In the realm of back complications, it's in between full tumor and you really need to take it easy on your back. You know? it's dead center in between those two. You have a cyst on your back and it needs to get drained. And there's a possibility, as per usual, he will never dance again.
Yeah, well, anytime anyone gets an injury on this show, yeah. It's always, I may never dance again.
Really imagine what it would be like as a dancer, because that's probably a really hard situation.
Well, that's like a singer losing their voice.
Well, what makes
isn't young... there because in Pitch Perfect isn't there a character who like
oh yeah she gets nodes
yeah
it's funny, love that movie. It must be really hard for a dancer, because like you literally spend your whole life getting really good at one thing, and then once you can't do it anymore, it's got to really suck.
Actually, I have a story from my life. We're working on senior project right now.
Okay.
And
you think you're anywhere near the same realm as dancing, but okay.
And we were working on some really important art, and one of our main artists, he did something stupid and broke, like hurt his arm. He didn't break it, so it was fine.
Yeah.
But he was he hurt it pretty bad.
Yeah.
And so it was his right arm. So like we had no art from him.
Oh, but it was only a week?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, okay. We're talking about people who are crippled for life, Michael. And I was never able to draw again. But yeah, so Noah's out. And they throw him like a semi-going away party. They all say goodbye to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was actually... what people point out is that Rochelle, as we just talked about, actually showed some legitimate concern for Noah. And what I theorize, and other people say, and this has been confirmed by the showrunners or the producers or something, is that Noah and Rochelle are actually just really good friends. You know, they're like best friends.
The characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the show, the characters are best friends.
Even though they never talk anymore.
Yeah. Well, once again, we only see 20 minutes of their life.
Yeah.
So it leaves open the possibility, not for a love triangle between Nomanda, but it could be something like, you know, like, hey, I'm your best friend and I don't like you. I don't like Amanda, you know?
We're getting that. Well, we thought we were going to get that with Slow LaTroy and Amy, but then Sloan ended up actually liking LaTroy.
Yeah, Slow LaTroy. It did happen. Yeah, because Sloan had feelings for LaTroy. But this still, who knows?
Okay.
I think they could do a platonic love triangle. It's never been done before.
Yes, it has.
Well, of course it has, but it's harder.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. No. Hey. Have you seen Game of Thrones? Anyway, okay. So, Alfie spends this whole episode just chilling with his guitar, you know.
He's getting ready for something.
He's moody, you know. He's brooding. That's the word. He's brooding around. He's all like, I want to be Riley, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought of that.
Yeah.
And so Henry confronts him and is like, hey, how about you just not?
Yeah. He's like, yo, she has a girlfriend, so you can't.
Don't act on those feelings.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable. Henry, I hope all the males watching this show follow suit.
Henry gives some good advice.
Yeah.
Which
is unusual because he's a compulsive liar, as I've stated before. What he should be giving advice to Alfie rap. Is that, hey, Alfie, you're a prince, and you're good looking, and you're an amazing dancer, and you're an amazing musician. Why don't you try to
Hook
up with literally any other girl. Why you gotta go for Riley? But he hunted Riley out. He saw Riley at internationals, and he came to the next step specifically for her.
Yeah.
So, the Prince of Switzerland is a man with a mission, all right?
I guess he's used to getting what he wants.
Yeah, and it's.
I mean, he
can't even factor in the idea that it's like, what do you mean I can't have this? You know, I am a future king.
But he's so humble on the surface that you can't even see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a lovable guy, and you hate him for how lovable he is.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the most difficult characters I've dealt with in a show before, where you really love him, but you don't like what he's doing.
Yeah. You hate that he's there, but you love him to death.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. It's like, you love him to death, but you want him to die.
You love him to death, and you wish that was the case.
Yeah. Okay. So Riley announces auditions. We need to replace Noah. It's not even a hypothetical anymore. Mm-hmm. So the Snake Twins, they're planning one.
Puts Amy and Sloan together.
Yeah, assembled.
And you know what I call this team? You know what I call this team, John?
What do you call it, Michael?
Slamy.
Slamy?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have called it a moan, but. Either one works, I guess. Anyway, they're a good duet. So they have a duet planned. The Snake Twins, Rickety, and Skylar have a thing planned.
How we just casually refer to it as Rickety.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think the other... I'm assuming the other characters have a duet going. Right? Why would they not?
Yeah.
We just don't see it. But... Piper and Alfie have one. Piper scores Alfie. And Alfie, you know, he does that thing where he's like staring at Riley and he's all like, yes,
I'll duet
with you. Well, he's talking to Piper but looking at Riley. I don't know if that actually happened. That's just what I got from the situation. But
well, you saw Riley's face. Yeah. She was thirsty while watching that.
Yeah, thirsty. So this is once again Michelle's time. To jump on in there and show just how hard Michelle has become. Uh-huh. She wants to test Piper to see if Piper's got it in her to really pull this duet in.
Yeah, Michelle's taken it upon herself to teach Piper in the most roundabout way of how to be like hard.
She's the devil's advocate of playing it hard. You know, she gots to do it.
Yeah, rather than like taking Piper under her wing and like giving her advice, she's just screwing with her to
messing with her. Mind games 101. Always keep your guard up.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something along those lines. I love it. I think that's
hysterical. I like this Michelle. This Michelle's funny.
So she like Alfie and her are Piper are practicing. And Michelle just bombs in. Remember, like, hang on. This actually reminds me, though. Remember when Michelle did that when Emily was dancing on Elite? Like,
no.
First season Michelle. Oh, that was great. That was the original. See, that shows that Michelle still had it in her back then. She just wasn't strong enough at the time.
Yeah.
But when she originally just bombs into Elite and she's all like, why aren't you dancing at the next step? And Emily's all like, I don't even know what to do. That was an awesome moment. I forgot about that. Great. Great show. But, so Michelle bombs in and she's all like, what's this, huh? I'm going to dance with Alfie.
Yeah, I'm a senior member here.
Yeah, got something to say about it? And pipes in.
Yeah, she pipes up.
She pipes up. pipes up. It works on two levels because she's speaking out and she's also showing strength. She's all like, hey, no, he's mine. Sort of like when a dog is eating like a bone and then another dog comes in and Piper has to bark her off, you know?
Okay, that's a really
weird. It's very animalistic.
Left field analogy.
It's an animalistic field. So they're all Piper scares her off and Michelle's all like, Michelle's impressed, you know? It shows strength and Alfie's just off in the corner being like, this is not the triangle I want to be in right now. All right, I don't know what you girls are doing, but I don't want either of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't say that, but you can see it in his beautiful eyes.
Oh, yeah.
He's dreamy, dreamy eyes. and then back to, it's the hospital waiting room. Amanda is there giving comfort to Noah, not Noah's parents. For some reason.
Yeah, why is it...
picked him up.
His parents aren't there for a surgery, a major back surgery, but okay, whatever.
Maybe, you know what it is? It's that it's a waiting room, right? So on the opposite side where the camera is where the parents are sitting.
Well, that would make what's about to happen even more awkward.
So it's like the parents watch Noah trying to kiss his girlfriend. They're like, what is going on?
No, you're so bad.
These kids are so weird.
So he leans in to
yeah.
Or he asks.
Yeah. Amanda, very gentlemanly. Yeah. That's my move. I've gotten called out on that before.
What?
Is that my move? Is I ask a girl before I kiss her. Why did you? What's with that intake of breath? All right, it has worked out 90% of the time.
Well, after the show, I'm going to need you to ask me about that other 10%. I'm going to ask you about that other 10%.
No, it was... it's an easy story to explain. But the 90% of the time, asking first works out. All yeah. right? And, you know, okay. Because I'm a classy guy, Michael, I don't put myself out there. All right?
You're
I'm
classy. Just
like Noah. Noah's classy.
The way I work is more through body language. I don't actually, like, straight up
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you're a beast. But, okay, so Amanda's all like, yes, I'll kiss you.
Yeah. And then and then Noah reaches in, and then his back, like, hurts, I guess? No, I was confused by the whole scene. Was he too nervous?
He's too nervous.
The way I read it...
It's either that or he secretly doesn't want to kiss her,
The weird sound he made me think that it was, like, his back was hurting, and he didn't want to lean any further.
About his back.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So, anyways, he stopped and then said, well, we'll wait till after.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to happen.
At least I have something to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, clear. And we know what's going to happen. Noah's going to die.
Yeah, they're going to pump a giant needle into
his
back.
He's going to die in surgery.
He's going to drain all the fluid underneath his spinal cord.
He's going to die in surgery and they'll never kiss. That's how it's going
to happen. Whoa! Could you imagine? Season 4 starts off with
Season 4.5 starts with Noah dead.
They're opening. Funeral. Exterior.
Yeah. 2 weeks earlier.
2 weeks earlier. Noah, you can survive this. But, you know, they almost kissed, so Noah's all like, I have something to look forward to. I have high hope.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Michael.
You think Noah's going to make a miraculous recovery?
I saw the cast photos from the new season, the season 5, and Noah's in them. So, case in point. Everyone,
thanks, John.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be that guy, but anyone with the small amount of investigative research can realize that if he's in the cast photos for season 5, let's put the pieces together and hopefully that cyst gets drained pretty fast. And I think
everything's
going to
make
A-okay.
A full instant recovery. Like, he's just going to be instantly back going again, or do you think it's going to take a while?
Oh, no. Maybe he could be out all season 4, part 5.
Okay.
Point 5. Oh, man. I can't. It's just too much for me. Okay. So they almost kissed, and, you know, I have high hopes, but it's leaving it on a dark note. But I don't know if you noticed, Mike, but everything was left on a dark note, this season finale. In the opposite form of Game of Thrones, which ended on a very happy and energetic and very extreme what's next note, this season finale ended with a, oh boy, what's going to happen next, you know, type of thing, you know? But in the biggest one, the biggest and the most heart...
A controversial
shattering,
scene.
Heart-crushing. Heart.
Now, earlier in the season, we saw a dream.
Dream
that was,
sequence.
A dream sequence that was similar to this.
It was prophetic. It was a prophetic dream
yeah,
sequence.
Yeah, we discovered that it's prophetic.
Maybe Noah has. So maybe Noah's a prophet. Oh, wait, no. It was Riley's dream.
It was Riley. What is, how does Noah come into this?
I'm pretty sure. Why do I keep saying Noah instead of Elfie? Okay, so Elfie. If Elfie had the dream, it'd be different. Okay, so Riley's prophecy comes true. And she. No, it's not in Lost and Found, though. It's in this TV show.
It's so, in the studio.
This part of the Keeganverse. So, once again, Riley walks in, and Elfie's got a guitar and a chair.
Yeah, and she's all dressed up, so she's there for, you know, she knows what's coming.
She knows. Of course a party renew. And this goes into the argument of whether or not Riley's a hypocrite. And that's bigger into the what stance you want to take on the Instagrams, Michael.
Okay.
Elfie starts playing. He starts crooning to her. He starts playing a little love song. I don't know what the love song is.
I wasn't listening to it.
It's not from Lost and Found. It's not important. He's a great singer. He's playing the guitar great. That's what's important. And he's crooning and she's swooning. So he pulls that guitar aside and what we all dreaded would happen happened. The Ralphie kiss. Mm-hmm. The red wedding of the show. Someone is liking these Game of Thrones analogies, Michael. Someone out there, okay? I guarantee it.
Okay.
And once these kids get older and they watch Game of Thrones, and I recommend don't watching it until you're older because it is heavy and dark and violent and it's something for adults.
But yes.
We'll watch it when you're older, kids, and it will blow your mind. It is one of the greatest television shows ever made. It's right up there with Next Step and Lost. And Found. okay, but So they, the Ralphie kiss, man. I didn't want it, but in our hearts.
It was coming. We knew it was coming.
In our hearts, we knew it was going to come. James, cut to James earlier than this. James, at the same time, in sequence, they played the song backwards. They played the song while he was in London there.
Yeah.
So he's strolling around. He's seeing the London sights. A little bit of Big Ben. A little bit of that on-location shooting, Mike. Unless it was a big box came in.
this season.
So he's rooting there, and he's missing Riley, as anyone would. Mm-hmm.
And some rando.
So, yeah, a seemingly random British lady
says,
up.
Are you okay?
Are you all right? I think everything's going to be all right. That's what she said.
Yeah.
So, is that not good?
And she was wrong.
Should I try to swing out that accent? I apologize.
Go ahead.
But everything's going to be okay.
You went
much?
American.
I went cockney there? Oh, America. Everything's going to be okay. Yeehaw! I don't exactly understand. Like, it's odd to introduce just a background character in the 0 hour of a TV show. But
what do you mean?
Well, it's a season. It's a season finale, right?
It's not like you think she's gonna be a recurring character.
Maybe. Maybe it's odd when you have all the chess pieces on the board and then suddenly someone throws in a checker.
No, this is just some random girl just saying things.
My theory is, and this is based on pure speculation and zero research. Is that she is the winner of the Taking the Next Step reality show, which is all I know is that it's a reality show where the winner gets to be on the next step.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a dance show. I think it must be, right? I don't know if that girl's a dancer. I don't know anything. I didn't watch a minute of this show. I have no idea what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's for the British audience, right? It's not for the North American audience, really.
We don't have it.
Yeah, we don't even have it. And also the British...
We just haven't looked for
the
it.
The European audience, I think, has to... Or the UK audience has to... not European, UK. Got to keep those separate. Has to get the... They're not getting their season 4 till, like, September.
Yeah, there is British listeners to the show who haven't even watched the show yet.
Thank you, guys. You know, we love you. We appreciate
I'm sorry for spoiling.
I think they pirated it, Michael. Let's be real.
Okay? Where are they pirating it from?
I think also they can get it off of familychannel.com. No, sorry, familychannel.ca.
When they have to use a proxy?
Maybe. Kids are smart these days, Michael. Familychannel.ca. I don't know how intense their anti-proxy services. I don't know if it's at the caliber of Netflix and Hulu. but...
So that's where we end it.
Yeah. That's where we end it. And it's oh boy, Michael, I don't know. It's everything is lost.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
Everything is lost and it needs to be found. But not in that way. So what do we know?
What do we know?
Here's where everything's at, okay?
Gemini is for sure going on, but now we won't have to deal with them in
we're not even
qualifier.
Talking about the most important part here. Okay, we're not even talking about the second most important part. Right after the Ralphie kiss, and
I was just giving you an overview of everything that's happened.
But in everything in the Keekinverse, when cheating takes place, it is immediately discovered. Of
course. Piper
walks right in.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself there. I forgot about that.
Piper walks in. And she says what everyone's thinking. What everyone is thinking. And she deserves to say it because she's James' sister.
Yeah.
She says, how could she do this to James? And we're wondering, shame, Riley, shame. But let us not shame her for this because, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what side to take, Michael. I want to remain moderate. But the thing is, I believe in Jiley, as everyone should. And lots of people don't. And Michael, I have some sad news for you.
What?
We lost somebody.
We lost somebody?
We lost, in the Instagrams, the biggest Jiley shipper around. Nikki Watson, number one listener.
What do you mean we lost somebody?
She's a Ralphie shipper. She's a hardcore Ralphie shipper. I know, right? I couldn't believe it myself. She says she still ships Jiley, and she definitely still ships Trittany. But Ralphie shipping. I don't know, Nikki. Nikki, like, come on. We hate to do this. I want an explanation. Is that too much to ask?
Where is this?
We want a written explanation either through email or an Instagram post or something. But I don't know, Nikki. It's just, you got to pick a side here, okay? I'm not saying it's a war, but right now it will be. All right? Here's my predictions.
I'm looking up where she said this because...
Oh, lots of her posts, man. Lots of her posts. She was hyping. She was hyping the Ralphie kiss before it even happened. I don't know.
Oh, here's one of her things. My Ralphie shipping heart just exploded with feels. And now they're littering the room. There's feels raining down everywhere right now. It's a beautiful...
I feel like...
Side? It's a beautiful side.
I feel like... It's a beautiful side, I'm assuming. I feel like Obi-Wan at the end of episode 3 of Star Wars... Okay? She was the chosen one for the Jedi shippers, and now we've lost it. Man. We have to take up the mantle then.
Yeah.
We have to do the number. Do you think... How much trouble do you think we get in the community if we put number one Jedi shippers in our honor? Can we do that
can
without
we claim
any
that?
Much trouble?
I think we can claim that.
I don't know. Well, I think... Nikki Ronson has claimed the title of Brittany Raymond's number one fan.
Yes.
That's her title. And I guess that goes regardless of whether or not Riley is with Elfie or James.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where her loyalties lie, but what you need to know, folks, is we lost a Jedi shipper, and you know, it's a sad thing, but there's really nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
We want an explanation.
Speaking of that, there's a new position available for our number one listener.
Oh, wait! I don't know. No, maybe. Who knows? So, what we know, audition of, like, what's Piper going to do? Is Piper going to tell James? Is Piper going to say, Elfie, I'm not going to do this duet with you?
Oh, yeah, that's going to...
Yeah.
Now, but I think that's actually a big deal. This changes a lot for that duet.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Right? Oh, obviously. But Elfie's... But somebody's got some explaining to do. All right? And James is... James might find out.
You think James will find out?
Rumor has it... Okay. Season 4, episode 1, the first episode title is... All that's known about it, it is named after a Justin Bieber song.
Sorry?
Maybe. It could be Sorry, which means that someone has... James finds out. Or it could be the many other Justin Bieber songs.
Yeah. It could be Baby.
Why would it be that? No one gets out of surgery and they're like, it wasn't a cyst, it was a baby. Suddenly, Noah and Amanda have to raise a child.
Yeah.
That's my season 4.5 prediction.
Okay.
I'm locking it.
We'll start with that one.
Okay.
That's your season 4.5 prediction.
I will not move from that.
Okay.
You cannot change my mind.
My season 4.5 prediction is LaTroy gets really into flipping houses.
Yeah.
And
he becomes the new host of Trading Spaces.
No, he creates this sweet house, and all the next step people move in together, and it kind of turns in the show.
It's sort of like a Big Brother type of situation.
Yeah, the show. No. The show kind of turns into a sitcom with full of laugh tracks, and there's like a set.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think a Big Brother type of situation would be more popular. Though. That'd be more ratings. Those shows make bank.
Yeah.
That's why there's a version in every country.
Let's get a Next Step Big Brother edition.
Yeah. people would watch that. Like, that is not out of the realm of possibilities. Okay, so maybe that's what taking the next step is. Maybe they all live in a house. I don't know.
I don't think you can do that with
kids.
I haven't
watched a single frame of this show. Well, you can't do that with kids, can you? Can you?
No, you can't.
No, there's Big Brother Kids Edition. I've heard that sounds like a thing. There used to be this show where kids were forced to live Amish. It was called Kid Nation. You ever hear of this, Kid Nation?
No.
It was great. These kids had to live in a sort of a colonial type of settler village for a while. And that if you won a competition or something, you got to call home to your parents. So sad. The kids always cried.
No, that can't be real.
I swear to God, that is a real thing. If you won the competition, you got to call home to your parents. And you had to live in a settler type of colonial world where you had to like churn butter and stuff. It was nuts. That shit was crazy.
All right.
Probably super produced, though. I bet it was fake.
Probably. Their parents were probably just off screen.
So Noah's in surgery. Piper discovered that Riley's a big old cheater. Who knows what the future holds. Here's what I think. You want my bold prediction?
Yeah, let's hear. Well, you just gave me one.
No, that was not.
Oh, like a legit bold prediction.
Okay, so in the next season 1.5, Piper is going to lead a campaign to dethrone Riley as head of the studio. All right.
Who? Piper?
Piper, yeah. Piper okay. is going to lead a campaign to dethrone Riley, who is head of the studio.
Why?
Right. Huh?
Why?
Because
she let her heart...
no confidence.
She got her heart ahead of what's right for the studio?
Yeah. Okay. Obviously. Who's the... Like, Riley has lost it in a bit. She's had this...
I'm just making you explain Alfie's, your theory.
Okay, she has this Alfie, you know, sneaking in her ear, you know, explaining stuff. Riley's corrupted. She's not in her right mind right now. She's kissing Alfie, man!
Yeah.
Come on! So, she... Losing... She... So, there's a big campaign for Piper to dethrone stuff, backed by Skylar and Rochelle,
of course.
You know, who also bring in Sierra or something. You know, Riley's enemies come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
And so Riley gets dethroned, right? So she runs off with Alfie and they flee the next step.
Uh-huh. Right? And you know one who flee. Comes in and you know who comes in to be the new studio
Well,
head?
Here's the thing. So now, let me explain. There's a vacuum. There's an empty throne, uh-huh. right? So there's a mad
there's
rush.
There's an empty CEO
There's
seat.
A rush for the throne, all yeah. right? The throne of studio head. So who comes out of the woodwork? Miss Kate comes back. This is season 5, okay? All of season 4 is Riley getting dethroned.
Okay.
The season finale of season 4.5 will end with Riley fleeing the next step with Alfie.
To Switzerland.
Yeah, to Switzerland or wherever. They flee the next step. Mm-hmm. You know, they run away. It's terrible. We hate it. James is at a loss.
Yeah.
But there's this empty throne now. So all the different people come out of the woodwork to
Daniel.
Daniel thinks he claims the throne. Daniel is the Renly Baratheon of the group.
Elvin.
Well, he's Renly Baratheon because he really has no real right to claim it. You know, he's more of an elite dancer than anything else. Not Elden. Elden.
No one's gonna get these references.
I'm explaining it.
Okay.
Elden. Elden's not gonna claim the throne. Emily will try to claim the throne. I think maybe she's the rightful ruler, right? But then there's the Miss Kate situation, who is the technical rightful ruler
no,
of the
she
next
gave
step
up,
kingdom.
I think Chris is coming back for sure. He's going to take over.
Chris? Oh, Chris maybe makes a bid for the throne.
Exactly.
Either way, season 4 is going to be this epic civil war of like people versus people, dance-offs, dethronements. People, feelings are going to be hurt.
Yeah.
Drains are going to be...
You thought things
were... Cysts are going to be drained. And everything's going to go down, and then season 5 will have this new...
War of the
this
Kings.
New, this sunshine opens on the thing. Everyone comes back. A mad rush for power. Who will lead the next step into its finally maybe going to nationals?
Okay.
That is my bold prediction for season 5 leading into season... No, for season 4.5 leading into season 5.
And season 5.
You know, more likely, stuff will be resolved more easily.
Yeah.
But in my mind, in my head canon, there's this mad rush for power.
Yeah.
And it would be amazing.
Imagine, I think it'd be cool to have auditions for the studio head.
Oh my goodness, Michael. Just take all my money. If I could throw more money at the show than yeah. I do, then I would... Oh, that would be amazing. I'd pay for... If that was the next step movie...
Like an All-Stars... dance-off for studio
dance,
head.
Yeah, studio head dance. So that means... that means Miss Kate is gonna have to audition next to like Emily, Daniel. Beth makes a bid for the throne for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow Beth is the Littlefinger, of course, because she's sneaky. That's what I think, Michael. That's my bold prediction. And, okay. I don't know. It could be. It's either, you know, who knows with this show, man? Riley, like Margie's a ghost.
Yeah.
Or a god or something.
Yeah, I think the whole competition will be judged by Margie.
My personal opinion.
Margie, it'll be judged. The judges will be Margie, the driving instructor, and the luchador mask guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a real callback. The luchador guy.
No, I'm just naming three
it
ridiculous
could be the
characters.
CPR instructor.
Yeah, yeah.
The old lady from the CPR class. Mm-hmm. James's mom. Uh-huh. The shady studio owner of Lost and Found? That guy? That'd be a good crossover.
Yeah. The owner of Java Junction?
Java Junction? The new owner.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Hang on. So, season 4 is going to still have Java Junction, but season 5 won't.
Nice.
But we don't know what the new Java Junction is going to be. Should we put in our bid for names? Should we try to claim some names? Juiceville. Well, I'm putting on the spot here.
Juice pill.
Juice. They were really putting that down?
Jeans on the wall place.
Jeans on the wall place. I like that. It's a real culture shock. It's very subtle.
Dancers not allowed.
No, it's got to... I'm thinking this time it's going to have a one-word thing, like place or something.
Place.
Or just like it's going to have a revamp, just like Junction.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Toronto's hottest juice parlor is place.
Toronto's hottest juice parlor is place. This place has everything. Jeans on the wall. Dancers who won't leave. Amateur music on the speakers. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But you know what, Michael? We have almost a whole year before we have to deal with that. Because by the way, this is not the season finale of The Talking Step.
We're going to do some Lost and Found episodes.
We're going to do some Lost and Found episodes.
We might do some callbacks to season 1 and 2.
Yeah, we got some special stuff planned for this summer.
Yeah, we'll try.
Well, for the next 2 months, we'll try. But maybe not the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, August. August stuff is going to be happening in August.
Yeah, well, or late July. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we're not at their season finale, and of course I'll be Instagramming.
Yeah,
I'll be throwing my random thoughts. When you see an Instagram kids and you're like, that doesn't sound like them to Instagram, it's probably me, just John. yeah. Okay. So finally, Michael, we're at the end of our discussion, and we got some new cast members for season 5. Read them off.
Oh, you were serious about that.
So people have asked us what we think of the new there being new cast members of the next step once again, and we have to say the more new people, the more names to mispronounce.
Yeah,
as per usual.
And
you know, I have a list right here. Why don't I read it?
Yeah, I'm not finding anything.
Okay, so and once again, and I apologize for if I mispronounce your name, it is bound to happen. And guys, if you're any of the new cast members and you're listening to this, fingers crossed, you know, maybe you heard about us, but oh, wow, that sounded really, really presumptive, didn't it? okay, but just so you know, mispronouncing your name is a rite of passage for a Next Step cast member.
Mm-hmm.
We do it for everybody and not on purpose. We are just, it's just not our forte. All right, so Julian Lombardi as Ozzy. Dylan Ratzlaff as Jaquay. Fun thing, Dylan Ratzlaff, she follows us on Instagram, so we already got one.
Did you follow her back?
Yes, I did, sir.
Who?
Dylan Ratzlaff.
Oh, is that a D-Y or a D-I?
Huh? D-Y.
Oh, here we are. Okay.
Okay. Jessica Lord as Lola. Milliana Robinson as Zara. Hannah Miller as Heather.
A lot of people.
Noah Zulfikar as Kingston. And Dawson Handy as Josh. And Julian Aaliyah as Elliot. So there we go. That's our new cast members. You know, this is not a... Once we ever do the video podcast, Michael, which we will do, this would be a good time to show photos, right? We could cut in photos. That's the new cast members. I have high hopes. You know, it's a lot more names to remember. But I had fears about the new cast from season 4. And it all worked out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, who are these people? Who is this Amy and Cassie and all this stuff? And I'm like, I don't want to learn new names. I'm lazy. But it actually worked out. And they were
getting integral.
And you actually, you know, you'll learn to love the characters. So, well... I'm pretty sure we'll learn to love these characters too.
Yeah, unless they get cut out in an audition.
no, I'm sure this is. They go. Obviously, what we've seen is they go through strenuous auditions for this.
Yeah.
No,
I'm saying in the show, because sometimes there was characters announced last year, I think, but they just get cut out immediately in the auditions at the beginning of the season.
Well, it's also other stuff where it's like Cassie and Henry. Didn't really do much this season, but they still have the potential to do next season.
Because you have characters like Rochelle and Noah who were right there from the beginning or whatever, but they didn't really do much.
Yeah, they did the same thing in Lost and Found. There are these certain characters, one named Hannah and one named the the red lights character who I was previously discussing, and another character who's like a small boy after Matthew is his actor's name. I don't know what his actual name is. But he's important in the start of the season and then fades off for the rest of the season, but I think he may be important in the next then.
Yeah.
Also, so Lost and Found does the same thing where they have initial characters who will be important later, you know?
They're just there for now, just cuts. Yeah.
They're placeholders right now, and then they'll fill in. Unless it's a Tiffany situation where...
They just never become important.
Yeah, Tiffany was the one that got away. She never got her plot line. She never got her time to shine, you know? The one that got away. Listener email. Woo! All right, we got a few emails. We got a few. Some of them have questions, and questions we'll save for another time, maybe. All right.
Yeah, we're running late on the today.
Yeah, we're running late. I gotta get to work, kids. Okay. So a lot of these, if we're reading your email and you don't get all the questions answered, we'll answer them on the next one.
Wait, are you gonna read it and then not answer the question?
No, we'll answer a few of them.
Okay, how about we just read a couple emails and then we'll save the rest for next week.
Well, there's only three emails, but... Yeah, okay. So this one's from George, the Next Step London on Twitter.
Yep.
He's our Instagram. He's a...
He's really vying for that, biggest
he's trying
fan
to open
position.
Up, yeah, he's a... watch out, Nikki. He's a number one contender. But yeah, George, who's starting his own podcast, as he's talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants he's emailing about tips for a good podcast, but we can email him about that. We'll just address like his other questions. All right. Okay. Hello, it's George from Next Step London. I'm writing in again. Thank you very much for answering my email last week and answering it in as much detail. Yeah, that's what we do. The official Next Step Instagram account commented on my picture, saying that they heard on the Talking Step that that you were awesome. I think he's referring to that because on his Instagram, the Next Step commented and said that they think he should also start a podcast too.
Oh, nice.
I think the Next Step just wants a competing podcast. maybe. I don't know. No, but yes, definitely.
I kind of want to see that.
Obviously.
You should start. Where is it?
It's deep down there.
Are you on the Talking Step? You're awesome. Would love to hear your podcast.
Yeah. Oh, so cool. He asked for some tips. We'll email you with some tips, George. All right.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, back to the show. I believe that season 4 has been better and caused more drama than ever before. The start of the season was heartbreaking, and I cried as Eldon, West, Talia, Max, Giselle, Sierra, James, and Stephanie all left A-Troop. Yeah, man. Like, that was, you know, like, remember that certain scene in the latest episode of Game of Thrones, Michael? where a certain place blows up. It's just like that. The start of the season was heartbreak. Oh, no, okay. The appointment of studio head, of Riley as a studio head, was a terrible decision, and I was proven right. George, you support the everyone going for the throne of the studio head. Was proven right when she discovered she had feelings for Alfie. Well, really, what it is that.
Wait, say that again. You were.
Well, okay.
You didn't read it right.
The appointment of Riley as studio head was a terrible decision, and I was proven right when she discovered feelings for Alfie. Obviously, like, if we could break down why Riley has these feelings, you know, it's probably half due to stress and half due to, you know, she's a hypocrite, Michael, and she forgot about Beth. Did she forget about Beth? I'm sorry.
Whoa, explosion. John, I didn't.
I'm sorry. That was the Instagram of me coming out. But lots of people are saying, did she forget about Beth, Michael? Do you think she's a hypocrite? That's what I want to know. Just give me your thoughts, Michael.
I think that was earlier on in the relationship. Now that we're this deep in, there's no excuses.
I think she's under a lot of stress, but I'm not here to take Riley's side. I'm just here to say, have faith in Jai. But George says, although I still believe in Jai, I will stay strong because # Jai is royalty. Mm-hmm. Jai is royalty. That's the king of the north right there. Jai is royalty. Everyone chanting.
You were nonstop with these Game of Thrones.
I really like Game of Thrones. My favorite new member of A-Troop is Piper because she and her bubbly, upbeat personality. Do you think maybe, like, remember someone a while back said Piper should be studio head? You know? Maybe she'll do it instead of that. Piper should definitely make a bid for dance captain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's got it in her. She's stood down Michelle, but you know Michelle's going to go for that. You know Michelle's going to go for that.
Is there a dance captain right now?
It's got to be, right?
Is there not a dance captain right now?
No, there isn't. It's a chaos state. Miranda has grown massively on me, but Michelle's new competitive attitude has annoyed viewers, including myself.
Yeah, I agree. I'm annoyed.
You just said that you love Michelle's new personality.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Cut to you. Let's put in you saying it. The inclusion of Gemini reminds me of the old Elite. However, the second half of the season, I want some ex-members of the Next Step, including Emily, Talia, and Chloe, to return in any form. This will be it for me, George, Next Step London, from London. Thank you to one of our many London correspondents. Okay, so this one is from Taylor. She says, "Hey guys, I love listening to your podcast. I found out about you guys on YouTube. You guys are so funny and smart." Well, thank you. Thanks for writing in. Which are these ships do you like better? All right, there's a lot of ships here, Michael. So I'm going to throw them at you. Lightning round.
Okay, I'm just going to yell yes and no.
Okay, no. These are either or. All right? So I'm going to lightning round them, Mario.
I'll try my best. Okay?
Number one, Jolly or Ralphie?
Jolly.
No Shell or No Manda?
No Manda.
Hunt Millie or West Millie?
Hunt Millie.
Okay. Hunt Shell or Michelden? Lightning round, Michael.
Hunt Shell.
Hunter and Michelle? Are you serious, man?
Keep going. There's a lightning round.
Sorry. Raniel or Ralphie?
Raniel. I'm just joking, Ralphie.
Come on, Michael. Gisette or Gisaniel? Gisette? Do you think that's supposed to be like West? Gisest? Jest?
Zest.
I'm going to say Gisest or Gisaniel.
Yeah, Gisest.
Yeah, obviously Gisest. Thaldin or Eldeny? I love these.
Half of this is me trying to remember who these two characters are. Say it again.
Thaldin or Eldeny. That's
Tally and Eldin.
Yeah.
And Eldin and who?
Emily. Do you remember that ship?
That was
OG.
Obviously.
That's the OG ship.
No.
Thaldin.
Thaldin, yeah.
And then, of course, La Amy or Lastly, it says Latone. This one says Lamy or Latone. I like Lamy better. There's a hard debate over these ships.
Lamy.
You like Lamy more than LaSloan?
I don't know. I don't care either way on that one.
Okay. Hers are Jolly Nochelle, West Malay, Hunt Shell, Ralphie, Gisette, and Eldeny and Latone.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for writing in, Taylor. Those were our thoughts. I didn't listen to all of what Michael said, but I'm pretty happy.
Thanks, John.
Okay, old-time listener, or long-time listener.
This is a different email or the same email?
This is a different email. Okay. That was Taylor. She looked right in. Thanks for writing in. Kayla, not Kayla. Cassia writes in. Do you remember her? Cassia? Every time I get it wrong. She wrote in before.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, guys, I haven't emailed you in a while. Sorry about that. You can tell she's Canadian.
What did she literally
no,
write?
No, sorry about that, but you can tell it's pronounced. No, just says sorry about that, but that's only something Canadians say. I heard it at Tim Hortons the other
day. Are you serious?
Like, I was getting an ice cap from Tim Hortons, as I usually do, and the guy at Tim Hortons said sorry about the wait. He literally said it like that. Sorry about that. Like, sorry about the wait. And I was like, wow, like sometimes the Canadian accent just really shines through, you know? And the thing about a boot...
I've never said a boot.
Here's the thing, is that you probably do say it, is that you say it, well, it's in a sentence. You don't say it specifically. It's just how the sentence goes.
No, I've been raised by American television.
What people don't understand is that it's a Canadian accent. It's not Canadian phrasing. It's not just randomly, we're like, a boot, and herky and stuff, or whatever, hockey, or...
Well, okay, you're way off...
I'm going Boston with it, hockey.
You're way off of this email here,
okay.
So get back.
Sorry about that. What did you think of the mid-season finale? We just said. I loved it and think that it is the second best mid-season finale, with only a section being season 2 mid-season finale topping it. Well, that was crazy. That's when Emily had to pretend to be mad at Riley.
Yeah, that one was intense.
That one was heartbreaking. There were a few points of the episode I wanted to ask you about. What did you think of the duet auditions? Do you think Alfie and Piper should have won? Definitely, yeah. It's such a well-made dance that it just makes sense that they won.
Yeah.
Right? It's obviously Skylar and Rochelle had a better technical performance.
Yeah.
But for the emotion and the feeling behind it, it's Alfie and you know, it just makes sense. Although I liked the conversion of the two perspectives of Amy and Slum. I like the way they described it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your opinion on the No-Mana relationship and the non-kiss at the hospital? I think they should have kissed, but, you know.
I guess they're saving it for a bigger moment, like a dance or something. I don't know.
Kids, you know, it's not the most important part of a relationship, but, you know, it's part of it. Okay. Of course, Ralphie and Charlie. Well, we all know. I think that Alfie and Piper were the right choice for the duet, although it didn't necessarily wow me. It was just that it was just the best duet, though that isn't necessarily a hard feat since Rochelle and Scott's duet was surprisingly lackluster. That's the thing. I said that Rochelle was throwing it in.
You think?
But they're just technical dancers. They're better dancers.
Not as much emotion in it.
Yeah. See, it's sort of like it's one's an emotion of love and the other one's an emotion of spite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sloan and Amy's duet was absolutely horrific. Oh, wow. Shots fired, Cassia. Come on. I'm wondering how much money Riley was paid to compliment it. Oh, man. She's pulling no punches here.
Assault.
No-Mana is definitely my favorite couple in the history of the show. Right above Hunt Millie. Oh, Hunt Millie. That one definitely got away, too. Unfortunately, I don't see the relationship lasting, as Logan still has not been confirmed for season 5. Finally, I'm going to be controversial. You're already being controversial there, Cassia. I'm going to be controversial. Say that I don't ship Jiley or Ralphie. I was never really on the Jiley train. Ooh, wow.
Wow.
I like them, but never loved them as much as fans do. I think that their relationship is quite toxic, if I'm being completely honest, and don't think that the relationship poses healthy lessons for viewers. Anyways, thanks for reading this long bit of mumbo jumbo. No problem, Cassia. Cassia, you're a Canadian delegate, although you probably don't need one and can't pronounce my name. Thank you, Cassia. Once again, y'all, Canadians. I don't want to favor the Canadian correspondents more than the other ones, Michael, but, you know. I'm a countryman. I'm a countryman above all.
I know. All right. Canada Day coming up.
That's it for listener email.
Okay. Well, happy Canada Day to all of our Canadian listeners.
This will be out on Canada Day. Yes. All right.
Enjoy the fireworks. Be safe.
Enjoy the fireworks. Remember, it's not really. This day is only important to percentage of our listeners.
This is my my first time in Ottawa, the country's capital, during Canada Day.
Oh, it is beautiful. You go see the fireworks, Michael, and they're loud and they're bright, and everyone rushes for the buses, and it is utter chaos. It is like Washington.
Should I wear a Next Step shirt out for Canada
Day? I don't know. Maybe. I don't see it.
I'm, why didn't you get me
I want that Next Step jacket. I will make an admission.
The one in the London?
I'd wear it. It'd be hard to explain to people. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, it's a TV show. It's like, I watch it with my friends.
Yeah, not a big deal.
But that's an awesome jacket. I like the look of it. Okay, so.
That's all for this week. Follow us on Twitter at The Talking
Step.
Remember,
if you want to email us, we are at...
Well, I was getting there.
Okay. Michael. You do the bumper.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at The Talking Step, on Instagram at The Talking Step. Email is thetalkingstep@gmail.com.
Yes.
The website...
Email us. We guarantee you, unless it's completely illegible...
Which
we have had.
So I think that we've had one email we haven't read.
Yeah.
And that will not get read.
No, we've had emails where you don't read because there'd be no point because they're from other people. But if your email is completely legible, we guarantee you we'll read it on air.
We got this weird troll email. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know if it's troll email, man. I think that's a real thing.
No.
Anyway,
it's
not. So for season 4.1, so for the first half of season 4.1 of The Next Step and this episode of The Talking Step,
mm-hmm.
I am John.
And I'm Michael.
Step fire to the stage, kids.
Step fire? Oh, it was like from what?
Yeah.
Okay. I really don't have anything bad to say, but like I'm trying to say something bad about it.
I think that's pretty clever.
But it's actually not that
step
bad.
Step fire to the stage. See, Matt's not here to disagree with me. Matt would have something.
Wait, how do you step fire to something?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well-